This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The founder of the extremist group, the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced in the United States Thursday to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy in the U.S. Capitol riot of January 6, 2021. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Before announcing the sentence, Federal District Judge Ahmed Mehta described Rhodes as a continued threat to the country and democracy. Edward Tarpley Jr. is Rhodes' attorney.
We don't think he's a threat to society. We don't think that at all. And, you know, absolutely he has a right to free speech.
18 years is the longest sentence handed down so far in a Capitol riot case. Tarpley says there's no way Rhodes was a leader of what happened at the Capitol.
He was just a convenient target. The Oath Keepers were a convenient target. The DOJ looked at them and said, oh, here are the scapegoats of what happened on January 6th.
Rhodes calls himself a political prisoner. Judge Mehta told Rhodes the moment he is released, whenever that may be, he will be ready to take up arms against his government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday negotiations with Republican lawmakers to raise the U.S. government's borrowing limit and set future spending levels are going well, while assuring Americans the country will not default on its obligation to pay its bills. White House budget negotiators continue to talk with representatives of Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to sort out the last details of a deal. But no agreement was announced as lawmakers began to leave Washington ahead of the country's annual Memorial Day weekend. And a man was arrested Thursday in London after his car crashed into the gates of Downing Street, where the British Prime Minister's home and offices are located. No one was injured, and law enforcement officials say the initial signs do not point to terrorism. From Washington, this is VOA News. Two opposing visions for Turkey's future are on the ballot when voters return to the polls Sunday for a runoff presidential election. The country will decide between an increasingly authoritarian incumbent and a challenger who has pledged to restore democracy. Here's VOA's Diane Roberts with more.
The choices are President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a populist and polarizing leader who has ruled Turkey for 20 years, and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the leader of Turkey's pro-secular main opposition party and a six-party alliance, who has campaigned on a promise to undo Erdogan's authoritarian tilt. But as Kadir Has University professor Serhat Güvenç explains, he couldn't get people out to vote.
The main problem was inability to mobilize those people who refused to go to the ballot boxes. We're talking about 8 million people. And about half were already alienated. You know, they just refused to make a choice between Erdogan and Kılıçdaroğlu.
Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Russia is replacing Wagner private military units with regular troops on the outskirts of Bakhmut in Ukraine. But the mercenaries remain inside the devastated city, according to Ukraine's defense minister. It appears to partially confirm statements from the group that it has begun leaving the area. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda has more.
Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group organization are withdrawing from the outskirts of the city of Bakhmut to be replaced by regular government soldiers. That's according to Ukraine's defense ministry. It appears to at least partially confirm statements from the group's founder, Yevgeny Prigozhin, that his forces would be leaving the devastated city. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry says that as of Thursday, the mercenaries remain inside the city. Ukraine's military also says the number of Russian attacks in the area has fallen in recent days. Prigozhin claimed to have completed Russia's capture of the city on Saturday after the longest and bloodiest battle of the war, in which his group played a central role.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Russia and Belarus signed a pact Thursday allowing Moscow to store an undisclosed number of tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The Kremlin will maintain control of the warheads. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said storage facilities in Belarus would be completed by July 1st. Russia hasn't announced when the weapons will be sent to Belarus. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.